you mobile.
AT Mobile. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Running behind, but we doing it.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, well, yesterday when we was home, it was about 5 o'clock, thunderstorm knocked the power out for just a second. And I didn't ever notice. Well, when I went up to bed, my one clock was all right, but the one that wakes me up wasn't, so I woke up 18 minutes late this morning.
To sleep anyway.
Well, yesterday I turned in my 2-week notice out here.
Okay, what'd they have to say?
Yeah, I gotta give my official letter this morning, I guess the second will be my last day unless the plant manager wants me to leave earlier.
Well, I hope everything works out for you, and I hope you do well.
Not it and that, and if it happens, it happened. If it didn't, it didn't, and it looks like it all come together, and that I just need to simplify my life a little bit.
What'd it be like to have one like that?
Didn't do well for me.
When I first retired, it didn't do good for me neither.
Be motivated to do anything.
Motivated. It's just being able to stick with it. Probably about an hour, about as long as I can handle working any hard labor.
Around.
I'm over here in my retirement system. I'm doing all the outside first, and then I'll do the apartment left in here.
Friends might be back on the radio before we have to go in.
I'm shooting for. What work you gonna be doing?
Exact same job. Ordering parts, taking care of the work orders, and that, but there's no call in at night, no emergency weekends or anything, just strictly day hours. It's at a chemical plant.
Well, at least you know what you're doing.
It's a different version of the program that I'm used to, so I just got to learn it. And they have a bunch of reactors where they mix chemicals, and they make all kinds of additives. Almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it. From soap, shampoo, cosmetics, WD-40 to plastic cups to oil and fuel additives. Just all kinds of stuff.
Everything is being made. If they're doing that, then they must be a pretty decent company.
Yeah, I think on the website it said 100 plants in 20 different countries. They got plants in 20 different countries and they shipped over 100 countries.
That a little bit big.
Yeah, 8,800 worldwide.
Well, folks, decided where we're going to get together and eat.
Thought about it again, but I think let me talk to Mama this afternoon, and because I'm thinking she's off on Saturday afternoon, or maybe even Friday afternoon. I have to see, a little bit short notice, but maybe Saturday or something. I'll have to see.
Well, make sure that it's set up with her schedule now, because last time she didn't get to come, so let's make sure she gets to come this time. One customer's visitor's park in the way.
Right.
They're bought, so it went in the driveway.
Not just then.
I couldn't get to their box, so it went in the driveway.
Yeah. Coming in, right?
I think it's supposed to get up like 25% starting around 7 o'clock or a little after.
VOT Mobile.
And 4TFW. Thursday. I was telling Ed I turned in my 2-week notice yesterday.
What you got going on?
Spartanburg Chemical Company. Same job.
Man, fantastic. You excited about it?
It'll help simplify our lives and that. A little less money, but, you know, no weekend stuff, no call-in stuff, no emergency stuff. So that'll be nice.
Dad, what's the name of the company? Yeah, I'm not familiar with them, but, that's good. I'm happy for you. You know, I'm sure it's always a little nerve-wracking changing stuff like that, but, you know, man, I hope that works out excellent for you. What kind of schedule will you be running?
Hours are 7 to 4 with an hour for lunch, but, you know, I'll see if I can go in early. And so they make all kinds of additives. Almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it, from cosmetics, soap, shampoo, WD-40, gas and diesel additives, oil additives. I mean, they're into everything. They're in 20 countries and ship to over 100.
Pretty significant. Mix the diesel additives with the cosmetic stuff.
The facility is laid out into, like, I think there's like 4 little mini plants on the property, and you know, the cosmetics and shampoo one is separated from all the others.
I bet that's a wild facility over there. I bet that's some nice stuff.
Outside the gated office, as far as I made it, but looking at the overhead view, it looks like there's a lot of storage tanks and a lot of stuff like that, but it's places like Fort Knox.
Did they ever shut down this year?
Yeah, they were wide open.
Well, yeah, that'll be worse something here, especially maybe this coming winter. Hopefully things don't go south again, but if they do, that should be that'd be a plus for you there.
Betty couldn't remember when the last time she'd actually hired a person. It's probably been about 5 years. KN4TFW.
About that one.
Overload, you know, and nobody was saying anything. The economy was looking bad. Couldn't figure out when I was going back or if we were going back. And I had my resume professionally done, and I threw it out there to some places and finally got a hit. Took about when I applied there, it took about a month for them to get back with me.
Listing somewhere, or you just threw it out there to the wind?
A listing for it. The guy that had the position, he had it for a year, but then he got sick and he was out for a whole year on medical, and he wasn't going to be able to come back, so they reposted the job.
Gotcha. Oh, that's cool. What'd you find them on, like Monster or something?
No, I hit so many sites, I don't remember which site did it. You know, there was I still get stuff in my email and that about different jobs and that. But there was 2 or 3 of them, and, you know, I updated my LinkedIn and everything, and, you know, eventually got a hit on it.
Good deal. Well, man, yeah, like I said, I'm happy for you. That's fantastic. Hopefully we'll still get to catch you on the radio, though.
I got to start my apartment, so I'll try and catch you up in a few. KM4, and that'd be clear.
If I don't hear you, KK4 POT.
Yeah, 73 Zed, if I don't catch up with you again, you have a good one, KN4 TFW. I'm going to shoot for them and let me come in at 6 or whatever, you know, eventually, but I'll probably be, I'm always early anyway, so. You know, my official start time out here ain't till 7, but I'll probably go in, you know, a little early in that. And I don't know what the traffic's going to be like. It's a little bit further up there to Spartanburg.
Yes, see, what the travel time and stuff difference was.
None. In the morning, looks like maybe about 10 to 15 minutes. It's like 28 miles. I got to go up there to exit 80.
Yeah, looks like you ought to pick you up one of them little Priuses and burn the highway up in one of them.
Happen for sure. I know the guy I'll be working for, it'll be my boss, don't live but a couple or 3 miles from me. Storms yesterday.
From the bottom opened up on me as I was driving home yesterday. I mean, I was leaving work and I looked back over towards the house and it was just pitch black. I mean, it was like looking like a hurricane or something moving in, and it just dumped. And then by the time I made it home, it turned to just a drizzle. So it was just one of them, about 15 minute deals, and it had moved on out. But man, did it come down when it did.
Over at the house, power went out for about a minute, and I got two clocks in the bedroom, but the one that wakes me up, I didn't realize that it had went off, and then I woke up 18 minutes late this morning.
I hate that, getting that jolted feeling. Man, I hate starting a day like that. That just sets you wrong there and get your blood pumping real fast. But I'm glad you're on time now.
Your time, and that I didn't dilly-dally too bad, and then I actually left the house on time. So that was a good thing. XZ Mobile. 4TFW.
Morning, KK4POT.
Tim, I pulled the plug yesterday. Gave my 2 weeks.
How'd they take it?
Not real well. Wish I'd consider staying in that, but, my boss is going to let me do 2 weeks. It just depends now on the plant manager if he's going to let me.
Running a herd, ain't it?
He's trying to think of who I might could train a little bit to do, because there's not anybody in there that does what I do.
Handwriting on the wall, or how are they perceiving the future?
I don't know. I mean, we're running strong right now, but man, for how long? You know, I mean, you already had, UNC started back with in-person classes. That lasted a whole week. And then they quit. And then you got, half the country's football teams decided they'd quit. And then that'd probably knock out other venues. And a couple of states are kind of shutting back down a little bit. And I just can't see it getting any better.
The ball teams, what's going on with them?
Conferences out west, I think what the Big Ten, Big 12, and that, they just canceled the whole season. When Clemson and them, Carolina, they're set their season up and everything, but I expect it's probably going to be like baseball. As soon as they all get together, it'll be a done deal.
Article briefly this morning, just kind of skimming the news, and there was something out there. New York will never recover from this because they put the hammer, so heavy on their people. And now people are leaving. Businesses can't survive. They said it wouldn't ever be what it was.
I'm rolling up. 73 is to you, Ken. Have a good day today, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Try to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
KK4NXE.
This morning, 910,000 new unemployment claims.
It's going to create that big ripple in the banking industry of defaulted loans, which they've been predicting for a long time.
Going on for years. I just see it ain't gonna get no better. Rigging crew's here to install our new piece of equipment.
Pretty cool.
600 cups a minute on it.
This morning.
Yeah, when I got on this morning, and he's right now he's doing his apartment, so I expect in about another 15 he'll jump back on. Official letter this morning, and turn it in with my intentions.
I hope you will at your new place.
Different new challenges and everything, and the good thing is I'll be the only one there that does that, so, you know, it'll be good, and maybe there'll be somebody there to show me a few things, and that, but I'm looking forward to it. It's a little less money, but it'll help simplify my life.
Is it closer to you?
5 more miles. 80 on the interstate.
It's at 80. So you're going to be heading up toward, you're going to be heading up toward the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, just on the other side, north side of Spartanburg.
You ought to be able to make, it won't take you as long to get to work then, will it?
I can't avoid Wade Hampton, you know, I mean, I got to run up Wade Hampton, but it shouldn't be too bad. I noticed, though, in the afternoons, it's going to take me a few minutes. Wade Hampton is really bad from about Welford back into Greer. It gets pretty thick right up in there. All kinds of additives for products, everything from soap and cosmetic and shampoo to stuff for WD-40 to gas and diesel additives to oil additives. I mean, they got their hand in everything.
Like they're a little more diversified and could be a little stronger position if something happens.
Yeah, they're in 20 countries and they shipped to over 100 countries. Her lady said there's only like about 77 people that actually work out there at that plant.
That's significantly less than what you're used to.
A lot bigger plant, and the maintenance only works days, 5 days a week. And you know, they call in if they got emergency, he said, but that's real rare. And an HR lady couldn't remember when the last time she'd actually hired somebody. It's probably been about 5 years.
Was it pretty much an automated plant?
Into the production area, only got to go into the office and that, but it's locked down like Fort Knox.
You know, if they got a real low turnover rate, that's a good thing.
What I was thinking, you know, and I'm sure they do a bunch of batching, and that they got a bunch of reactors that, you know, where you're mixing chemicals together, like, you know, like you would mix the two epoxies together, and they do, you know, chemical reactions, and that they have coolers and heaters and transfer pumps and a lot of stainless piping in that.
Any better?
Yes, they are. Vacation time, isn't it? But they gave me extra vacation because I had so much here. And that, but they got, you know, they did away with the retirement plan, but they put money aside depending on your age. They put together, you know, a certain amount every year for you. They have yearly bonuses. They're shut down twice a year for shutdowns. They got a bunch of different kinds of medical stuff and investment stuff that you can do. And that, so it looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Good.
That alarm clock yesterday and the power blipped yesterday about 5 o'clock, and I never checked that alarm clock this morning, and I just woke up 18 minutes late.
You only get there about 20 minutes early anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I'm already sitting in the parking lot. Wow, and you didn't get a ticket? No, I actually left the house on time. I made up time at the house, so I didn't have to speed.
Getting jolted in the morning.
Official start time here ain't until actually 7.
Indication right there. So where do you go? I mean, when you get there and you go on in with everybody else at 6, I mean, what do you do for an hour?
I clock in and start, and then I can catch the tail end of the shift that's leaving and answer questions, and, you know, I just kind of switch my hours to, you know, 6 to 2, 6 to 2:30 or whatever, and that, but I start right off the bat. It's wide open when I get there.
Well, you cook breakfast in there at some point, don't you?
At 7, I'll have me a bowl of cereal or some oatmeal and then grab me a snack at 9. And then last 2 days, the Fuddruckers truck was out here. They had employee appreciation.
Oh, man, they really do have the best hamburger around.
They have a good system going on there with the truck and that. It was really good. I'll be working for actually lives in Greer.
Hello already?
I just met him when I did a virtual interview, KN4TFW. I told my boss, I said, you know, I don't mind, you know, hiring on to a contract service, and if he needs help or needs me to train somebody on the weekends or do some stuff, you know, just give me a call. I don't mind coming back out here and helping him.
Contract services that do that, or are you just talking about he'd have to pay you as a subcontract, $10.99?
Temp services like Aerotech and Chase and that, and you know, they'll just send me down there and say, hey, I want you to hire this guy, and then send him out here for part-time work, and then you just go down there and you're actually hired onto that temp service, and then you work out here when you need it. It happens all the time. We do it all the time with maintenance people and stuff like that. I'm surprised you guys don't do it, you know what I mean, for some backfilling.
Yeah. But nobody wants to work. I mean, they've sent 2 or 3 people down, and they didn't last an hour. I mean, just nobody's doing the mechanic work, you know?
And yeah, it's hard to find anybody that wants to work these days. You know, they just say everybody wants a paycheck, but they don't want to have to do anything for it. Up 21 years out here to start over. My partner said, yeah, well, you know, I'd be low man on a totem pole out there at the new company, but heck, I got furloughed out here, so I must have been low man out here and just didn't know it.
Did you tell him that? Did you tell them that?
I just told him, you know, the being furloughed, it didn't help me out any, you know what I mean? It really was a stressful time doing that, not knowing anything and seeing how bad the economy was getting and everything. And so, you know, I just had to simplify my life and get in a better situation than I was in.
Totally good sense. I mean, I completely understand. I don't know that I'd want to work somewhere where the future was iffy.
You know, I'd have said, you know, I'd have been here until I retired, but... You know, and if my partner was closer to retirement, you know, I might have tried to stick it out, but he's still got 3 more years.
KM4NAP, Mobile.
Good day, how you doing?
I just got through doing the apartments and headed to the rest of the route. So, trying to cool off a little bit.
Well, summer mornings have been heck on you.
Buildings, they keep them cotton picking hot. And you again, Ken.
KN4TF.
Don't like your new position, you can always come work with me.
Appreciate it, but man, I tell you what, that night shift stuff, man, it really just doesn't agree with me.
Out here at night, Out of all the years policing, I spent 14 and a half years out of it on third shift, so I enjoy it.
I sleep during the day and that. It's just that, you know, I guess, and I did nights out here for a little while, a couple of years and that, but it's like, you know, I would be working a night shift, and then when I was off, I'd go back to a day schedule and then go back to a night schedule and that, and it just, I just don't like it.
Wouldn't look too good sitting in the back of that pickup truck throwing papers out.
I'd let him drive. Not planned for the day.
Crazy thing, crazy house going on down there, so it'll just be busy.
We're here today. We got a new piece of equipment going in, so there'll be contractors and that wide open, and probably somebody will need something on an emergency. And I gotta write a letter, official letter, saying that I intend to leave. So that's about all I got planned. They always have some unplanned stuff for us to do.
To leave, I have to give and work a 30-day notice.
Not replace.
Find somebody, but I haven't got any plans as of yet, but you never know.
Pulled in the creek, he might just quit tomorrow.
Quit tomorrow, just they'd keep my last paycheck if I did that.
I'll head on in here, and so it's good talking to everybody. I'll say 73s and hope you guys have an awesome day, and look forward to catching back up with you in the morning. KN4TFW.
We can. Glad you made it in safe. Be careful on the way home. 73.
Enjoy your day. Be safe. And I hope your letter goes well. All right. Have a good one. Hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4NXE. You still showing up?
That last night, messing around. Got a big old black possum I got to get rid of.
A friend of Mike's.
We snarl at each other. I don't think so.
Petition for the food.
Oh, they both taking fat. They couldn't run if they had to.
Must been eating there for a while.
Friday. I figured just by the size of him, he'd been eating there for a good long while.
Coon moved in on the possum's territory.
But the other morning was the first morning I've seen that old possum. I've seen a couple of gray ones and ran them off, and they never came back, but this black one I'd never seen before until the other morning.
Y'all the sick?
To be. It's probably going to be a few minutes after. I just about got this neighborhood done. I got one more big one and then just a bunch of little side streets.
Somebody sent an digital packet.
Carrier, but that's about it.
What for this weekend?
And I hadn't got anything planned yet. Probably going to try and do a little yard work today.
Cutting around with a 2-meter beam and a 2-meter diamond antenna in my car. I'm looking forward to getting that antenna up. That thing's 17 feet tall. I had one before, and it does extremely well. That's one of the best antennas. Tim's got one, and that thing is incredible.
Is it up for 2-meter, or is it for HF?
2-meter, 440. No, we're working on an HF situation for NVIS. We've been doing some experimenting with that.
Trying to do it a little more. Going out and doing some parks on the air type stuff every now and then.
actually made some contacts with Parks on Air here a couple weekends ago.
Hands bent over toward my way. In the afternoon, normally when I hear all the Parks, I'm not picking up anybody. I'm just getting a lot of background noise.
Sometime next week, I'm going to try to make some contacts. I might give you a call. It'd be another situation where I'm out in a park, and I might give you a call. See if you're available for test runs there.
Give me a call if I'm near. You know, I've got it on, so it'd be just a matter of just tuning in.
I got about four frequencies I'm working with, two on 40 and two on 80, and we'll see how that works.
It's a winner to me.
Listen, Aiden, I hope you get off here pretty soon. Good thing that everything went well for you. And I'd say 7-3s. I hope you enjoy your day, get some rest, enjoy your coffee, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, hopefully.
If I'll be able to. I've been trying to fix it where I can come in and holler at you guys, at least say hello. So you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. So KK4NXE, KM4NAP 7-3 is my friend.
Take care. And KK4NXE.